Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I wanted to make a couple announcements. At the bottom of every Noonday Prayer, it's a list of things that always tell us that we need to go over. And also the three things that we're going to be praying for. On Saturdays, I always list everything that we have reviewed over the whole week. So you'll be able to have that as a prayer guide if you want to. I guess not even a guide, but just for you to look at and see if you want to pray over those type of situations. Like I always tell everybody, those things aren't listed to guide you. It isn't to lead your prayer life. That's not what I'm trying to do. I just have a lot of people that wants to know how do I pray for long lengths of time. I have a list of things that I pray for, and plus I pray in tongues. But most importantly, those things will help lengthen your prayer time if that's what you're trying to do. It's strictly up to you. Also, if you're looking for the Bible Challenge, the Bible Prayer of the Month, please make sure you contact me. If you click the link in my bio, it'll take you to multiple platforms that I host a devotional on or I host a podcast on. You can click the first link at the top. It takes you to Surrender Ministries. If you go there, you'll see all the devotions that's been posted for the last 2 years. I've been writing for 4 years, but I've only been able to put the last two because I had a transfer to another website, but that's neither here or there. But if you go there, you can look at those websites, those devotionals, and the devotionals fit perfectly on your screen because it's a mobile friendly website. If you go halfway down, it will ask you, do you want to subscribe? You put your name and your email address, and the system will send out to you about 8:30, 7:30 in the morning. Also, if you go further down even more, on the right-hand side is a chat box. Sometimes it's white, sometimes it's black. You click it, you put your name and your email address, you'll be able to chat with me about anything you like. You can even send me your prayer requests. Like I tell everyone, I do not know everything, but I know someone that do. We can pray to him, okay? If you're looking to just chat with me about anything, or if you want me to send you the devotionals, if you go back to Linktree, the website, my email's at the bottom. Also, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Thread. I'm on all those websites and even Tumblr. So any of those websites that has a messaging service, you can message me on. Like I tell everyone, please give me time to message. Usually I message pretty quick, but just give me time. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life up to shred. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you right now to be with us. We ask you to continue to take care of us, Father God. Father God, we ask you today also to help us to stay focused on you. Help us not to focus on the world and focus on the things of the world, but help us to focus strictly on you. Father God, we also ask you to be with us every day. We ask you to give us strength, Father God. Father God, we also ask you to help us through our sickness and diseases. So many people meshing in for prayer requests for sickness and disease. And Father God, we rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease. We send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Father God, we also ask you to rebuke the spirit of loneliness, depression, anxiety, memory recall, lustfulness, gambling, perversion, disappointment, rejection, the variant spirit. Father God, right now, we either witchcraft, Father God, we rebuke these spirits and we send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Father God, I ask you to be with each person. Watch over the people that are listening and reading the devotionals and listening to the podcast, Father God. I ask you to bless them. I ask you to overflow into them, Father God. Father God, I ask you to continue to watch over them, Father God. Help them to listen to your word and be able to study to show themselves approved, Father God. Father God, I ask you to bless each person. I ask you to show them their calling in their life. That's what they want to do. Father God, I also ask you right now to watch over them as they sleep, Father God. Watch over them as they travel over the dangerous highways, Father God. Help them to get to point A and point B, Father God. Father God, pour out favor and wisdom and knowledge on them. And Father God, pour out blessings upon them. Father God, I ask you to watch over Lois. She said, I'm very much in pain. I have arthritis. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch her. I ask you to continue to keep care of her, Father God. Father God, I'll ask you right now to touch her arthritis, Father God, and watch over anyone else that's dealing with arthritis. Father God, I ask you to heal their body, Father God. I ask you to take away the pain, Father God, because I know you can. Father God, watch over a lady said, my daughter Judy needs prayer for healing. Father God, touch her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Touch her right now, Father God. Heal her of any sickness and disease, Father God. Father God, whatever's going on with her, because she's tell me what's going on, but Father God, we ask ask you right now to heal her right now. Father God, watch over Kathy. She's I'm suffering from back pain and loneliness. Father God, I ask you right now to touch Kathy. Ask you to rebuke the spirit of loneliness, Father God. We ask you right now to touch her pain, her back, Father God. Help her to be able to move around. Help her to be able to get around where she won't feel lonely. But Father God, let her know most of all that she's not lonely, that she has you, Father God. And Father God, help her to connect with you on so many levels. Father God, watch over Aiden. He said, I've been dealing with excruciating pain from tenderitis. Father God, I ask you right now, anyone else dealing with tenderitis, anyone else dealing with back pain, anyone else that needs a healing arthritis, Father God, touch them, Father God. But Father God, I ask you to touch Aiden. I ask you to help him to get through whatever he's dealing with. I ask you to cover him in your blood, Father God. I ask you to lead and guide him according to how you want him to be leaded and guided, Father God. I ask you to touch his body, Father God. Remove all sickness and disease, and we send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, watch over Liz. She said, my husband needing healing in his ears. Father God, right now, if he has an earache, Father God, we our ear infection. Father God, we ask you right now to touch his ears. Father God, give him ears to hear and eyes to see. Help him to study your word. Help him to lift up his hands and praise you for what you're doing. Father God, we ask you right now to heal him right now. Father God, watch over Heather. She said, I need healing for my shoulder pain. And Father God, anyone else that's dealing with shoulder pain right now, Father God, we claim it healed. We claim victory right now for them, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch them right now. I ask you to heal their body, Father God. Touch their wounds. If anyone have any open wounds in their body, touch anyone that's dealing with tumors, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Edgar. He said, I have shingles. Father God, I ask you right now to touch his body, Father God. Relieve him of these shingles, Father God. Father God, whatever you have him to do in his life right now, if that's what you want him to walk in, Father God, help him to walk in. And Father God, help him to stay focused on you, Father God. Father God, watch over Cordelia. She says she needs help. She needs healing in her mind. Father God, I ask you right now to touch her mental state. Father God, touch the people that are listening, mental state. Father God, touch their emotional state. Touch her emotional state as well, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, any spirit that has hold on to her, we rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. You can't claim victory over her in Jesus' name. Release her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Brenda. She says, I need healing of her hip. Father God, actually touch her hip. Actually help her to find relief right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you to cover her in your blood, Father God. I ask you to touch her hip, Father God. Anyone else dealing with the pain of the hip and shingles, Father God, or shoulder pains, Father God, we ask you right now to touch their body. We ask you to heal them, Father God. Father God, only you can heal them. Father God, I can say it all day, but Father God, the power comes from you. And Father God, we ask you right now to touch them in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to watch over the people that are dealing with depression, anxiety. Father God, watch over the people that's in the hospital rooms, Father God. Father God, cover them in your blood, Father God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Father God, relieve them of any pain, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over people that are newly single, newly married, newly divorced, Father God. I ask you to cover these people in your blood, Father God. Watch over the people that are in marriage and they've been married for over 17 years, 10 years, 12 years, 5 years. Father God, wherever the years are, Father God, I ask you to help them to stay together. Help them to find that love that they used to have for one another, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to heal anyone right now that's listening. Touch their body, Father God. Send your healing angel to them, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over the people that are in jail that's looking that didn't do anything wrong and they're there wrongly accused, Father God. Watch over the ones that were accused rightly, Father God, but have them to find you. Have them to seek your face, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's see. Let's do our prayer of the month real quick. I forgot to have that ready, so give me a quick second. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing your face to shine upon me and to bless me graciously. Lord, lift your countenance upon me and give me your peace. Please, Lord, I pray that your favor be upon my life as a cloud of latter rain. Please, Lord, do not hide your truth from me. Open my eyes to see your word and to hear your voice daily. I pray to receive abundance of a revelation. Lord, I rebuke any ungodly forces operating against my life and my destiny. Lord, I pray for an open heaven and I bind any demonic spirits that try to block the open doors and blessings heading my way. Let your grace and favor increase in my life, and I will receive all deliverance and enlargement for my life. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in my life. I rebuke and bind and take authority over all nightmares, demonic dreams at night in the name of Jesus. Release your powerful angels on my behalf to fight my battles in the heavens. Lord, I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Remember to read Proverbs 18. Remember that the things at the bottom will be listed. I'm not going to list them all, but remember to pray for self-control, boldness, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment, spirit, and eyes and ears to be open. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.